Black Compass Media, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in. We back again, the Ball Guy Show. We back, man. It's been a crazy, 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 crazy weekend in battle rap. Somebody said, these niggas is always late. Pardon self. You know, when you getting stuff right, you getting everything together. You know what I mean? Shit might get a little, you know. Salute everybody in the comments. Real nigga time. Okay. Bino, what's up? What's goody? Listen, let me get my guy in the building, man. I got my guy Young Cola, the big speaker. We here. Let me get my guy. Young Cola, what's
up? Black Compass Media, man. Y'all know the vibes. The big speaker back from Orlando. It was a movie. Y'all know the vibes. Nigga, I'm here. What's up? Good guy gang in the building. Salute the army and salute the rest of the team, man. Tone, Posey, and Drizzy, man. Y'all know the vibes. Let's get to it, Polo. How you doing, my brother?
Man. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Shit was kind of smooth until some shit happened yesterday. Shit was kind of smooth until some shit happened yesterday. But before we even get to that, before we even talk about that, before we even get to that, let's start off with Saturday, because we wasn't at the ladies joint, so we got to kind of wait till that come out. Saturday, everybody got the scene, Volume 10. Let's talk about Volume 10. Roberto, salute everybody in the comments. Volume 10, let's talk about it, man.
Hold on, Polo. We not just going to no motherfucking foots. I was in the building. I got to get my woke up. What you talking about?
Oh, yeah, get crazy.
What's this nigga talking about, y'all? Foots is a player like I wasn't there. Like, no, foots is a player. I was there. Listen, we get up to the venue. First of all, I want to say salute the whole URL staff. KDP, Debo, the security team, Smack, Beasley, Chico. Everybody was showing mad love, man. I get that a parking lot full of the culture, Polo. This is what we go to these events for, man. That love, that's actually that in-person love, man. Everybody out there, man. Everybody looking good. Everybody feeling good. My boy Moosa. Shout out my boy Moosa. He pulled up. Shout out my boy Kareem. As usual, my dog Kareem, Army guy, man. Salute Kareem, man. Real nigga. A1 since day one. I always hold it down. And listen, we get there. It's beautiful. You know, they had like a little studio, a little setting. So we looking. We like, okay, shit going on. So we get there, we get in. Venue's kind of fire. I don't know where they keep getting all these production studios at. But Caffeine got some money.
Yeah, Caffeine get to it. What's up, Caffeine?
Get you a show.
What's up, so, Ball Guy Show? We here. That's another story, though.
So we go in there. You know, we in a parking lot. My boy Arsenal pulled up in like a little two-door look. Him and his daughter, like a little go-kart. You feel me? Stunting on him. He pull up in a little two-door, two-seater go-kart. You know what I'm saying? Him and a little baby girl. Oh, damn. RC also showed up. RC has a dope-ass, like, chicken and rice type shit he's selling to that bitch, Polo. Fire, nigga. Fire. That's a sad note. But we get in the bitch, everybody in that motherfucker lights. Everything, so we can get to it now. You know, everything looking good, but I had to give you a little quick walk up aesthetics of just everybody rocked. You heard everybody, Swerks, everybody, T Rex, everybody was there. Good,
okay,
movie,
okay, yeah. We gonna get to all that, man. Listen, everybody, if you pulling up, we just started, we got about 200 in the live. Make sure you hit the likes. Run it up, share the video, tell everybody the Ball Guys is live, share this on YouTube, on Twitter, run it up. Okay, let's get into it, man. Volume, Foots and Soufflair. How you called that one?
I ain't gonna lie, Polo. I think both of these niggas stars, even though Soufflair had a couple of little, let me get it together here and there. I think I gave the battle respectfully to Foots, but I see a lot of people saying Soufflair, but I thought Foots got the battle. I thought Foots like a mix between Sheed and K-Shine, if you... Not saying he liked them, but he got like that she.
With
like,
a hint of Ace Amin too. He got some Ace Amin sprinkled in there too.
He got that cadence, but he got that shine energy, if you know what I mean. Like that high performance. You know what I'm saying? Foots look like a little NFL running back, Polo. He give you that look. Them niggas strong as shit. So he give you that look. When he moving, them niggas work out 6:30 in the morning. Like at the hotel.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we
they up 6:30, Polo.
I'm on that same time, you heard?
But at the same time, just to mention that, so he got that cadence where his body move with that little boom. But I think Soufflair is unorthodox, Polo. Like, he got a wild, like, he land, bro.
Listen, I told, I told niggas. I literally, the prediction beforehand, I said I had Foots. You know what I mean? Soufflair is fire. But Foots, to me, this battle, he did a little bit more to me. Like, he just showed a little bit of difference. And his the way he think about, the way he layer his material, the way he talk about some of his shit is very unique. Like you just said, he got hints of Sheed in them because, you know, they from that Maryland area. That old SBL shit. That's their style. So he got hints of Sheed, pause, if necessary, hints of Sheed in them. He got K-Shawn's kind of like, he got a lot. Like, Foots, the future for Foots is bright. And for Soufflair, too, man. It's a close battle. I definitely gave it a Foots to me. Foots kind of edged everyone, every round of me, probably a little. He probably edged it to me, but it could be a 2-1 if you want to debate. Little gentleman's
good
30
battle,
to me.
Great battle. I want to also shout out Kels, OSBL, and two artists. I think they doing their thing, man. Two new stars to be looking out for in battle rap. I think Soufflair Soul is going to be good in this culture as well as Foots, man.
Yo, the comments, we going to get to it. Niggas talk about, I knew it was the reason I skipped those Kid Slay interviews. Stop it. We going to get to it. The comments is going crazy. 300 in, hit the likes. I bet. Salute. It's a lot of people from Florida saying salute Cola Polo. Salute Florida Movement. Joey Nine, what's goody, Cola? What's goody, Polo? What's up?
Salute
Florida everybody.
Movement. You already know Florida Movement was out there, ran my boy YS ran right on me. You know Cola from the space. There was a lot of new spaces, people. First time they was happy to be at the event, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Florida Movement, my boy. And by myself, my boy. I ain't get to give you that drop, man. There was a lot going on, but I got you, my boy. Shout out to Florida Movement for sure.
Yo, that's a whole fact, man. Salute everybody in the comments. All right, let's get to that next battle. What was the next battle? My memory is a little gumbo-ish.
The next battle after Foots and Soufflair was, because I remember this nigga Pete trying to call me an NY out. Call an NY. Don't come sit down. Get to the battle. Fill it in. Damn. Who's the next fucking battle, man?
Nigga said the next battle was Tay Rock versus Kid Slay. Y'all out of pocket.
No way, bro. No
value. Yo, y'all out of pocket.
Oh, Kid Chaos Jerry West. Kid Chaos Jerry West, bro. That was the next battle.
Yeah,
I thought that battle was fire.
I ain't seen this battle.
I'm going to tell you two things happened in this battle. I think Jerry West had the energy, pockets, straightforward, but I thought Kid Chaos showed the different writing ability. Even though he had to switch opponents, that ain't no excuse. He had a couple of little, not too major, because he rapped very well, but I thought Jerry West was in that bitch. Oh, I thought Jerry was punching. I thought he was cooking up, but you got to really probably watch that battle and see what Kid, because Kid Chaos is real intricate in that battle to me, being in the building. I don't know how y'all sit there on camera. Maybe you can tell me how you felt, but being in the building, I thought Jerry West had the energy. I thought, and the bars, but I thought Kid Chaos had the pen. I thought Kid Chaos' pen was just on a different level than Jerry's. And you could definitely see it right then and there. But I can't really gauge who was winning or who was losing. I'm going to keep it 100. In the building, too. And I was right there.
Yeah. It was a lukewarm battle. It was cool. Jerry West definitely got the battle. I think Jerry West got the battle. He just was a little bit more.
It felt like Chaos. Like I say, you can say probably if you're a writer, you're going to say Chaos probably won. But in that building, I think Jerry did everything as a battle rapper to say he won. That's how it felt to me. It felt like Jerry won, but in my mind, it was somehow telling me Kid Chaos outwrote him. But it ain't about the paper. It's about the whole totality of what you is as a battle rapper. So I think Jerry got there in the close battle, but good battle. Good look, close look, like you say, hand battle. Okay.
It was a put your foot in the water to see the temperature of the water type battle. Like,
Kid
right,
back active, get, you know what I'm saying? Kid, yeah. Stepping in, both had DNA.
Exactly.
Car filler.
Hey, exactly. So, Kid Slay third. Kid Slay third. I don't know. My camera's tripping, but Kid Slay third definitely was fire, though. I mean, I'm not. Okay, Kid Chaos. Sorry. Kid Chaos. It's a lot of kids. My bad. Hey, I hate the kid name, too, by the way. We grown men. Like, come on. Drop Kid, you Chaos. But Chaos, his third was definitely cool, though. His third was fire. I ain't gonna front. Let's what's the next one? Yo, and if you want to chat, you can help us out. Listen, when you watch this many battles, when you cover as much as we do, it is hard sometimes to remember the order. We definitely
you
do.
Got the
we
card. Just look at the card and just name the battles. I can tell you, because like I say, being that you shit going there where they had light works in between, they had all type of shit going
yeah,
there.
It was like light works in between. Yeah, I mean, I think the light work
battle, yeah.
I think the light work battle was next, though. It was Oz versus Casey. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it all the way to that.
Drop the seat on that nigga. Polo.
And you
she was cutting that nigga down, Polo. She kept this
man.
Hit the push button start and dropped it low.
Man.
Slide man. That nigga arse, bro.
I'm gonna keep it official tissue with you. That was ass whipping. And we're going to have to stop doing this. We're going to have to stop doing this. This Casey. I see the rollout. Casey, no voodoo. You looked her in the eyes. We looked in the eyes before. We're not going to discredit Casey. She just showing up. She just showing up cooking niggas. Straight up. You ain't on your A game with her. You getting beat. Bop. Boo. And you know, I that's just what it is, man. I definitely thought she showed she was on point from round one. Respectfully, I might have to add him to the elbow list. He got to add to the elbow list. If you new to the Ball Guy Show, go back and watch previous Ball Guy Show episodes. The elbow list, he might have to get added to. She was on point with him. I ain't gonna lie. And to meet the best with you, she might be one of if we put her. We put her to A-Verb and Shug together. They might battle of the night might go to 1-3. What was it? Was it super clear? Like, was it clear for you too?
Yeah, Kate, you just see me drop the chair. I just dropped the chair. And told you she was sliding on this nigga. Speed racer.
Slide. Yeah.
Even though Arsenal, don't get me wrong, Arsenal was good in that first round. I'm going to keep it a buck. I thought Ars first was crazy. I ain't going to hold you. But after that.
His first was cool. I'm actually getting a picture real quick. But his first was cool. His first was cool.
His
it was cool.
Was fighting, but even in that first, she had already dropped the car, bro. AMG mode. She already dropped the car and was sliding on this nigga.
She know, already
she's like yeah, you know how Casey be yeah, goofy ass like you know how she be yeah, south like she was yep. On that nigga.
She already had Carl was already on 90 per hour by the time he got back in. Hold on, oh shit, hold up, it was already gone,
bro. He went up to get a change of clothes. By the time he came back downstairs, Polo, the car was gone.
Hold
on. He ordered a lift for Uber. By the time he came down, they charged the council. Him gone. She was gone, bro. If he went to the bathroom to wash his face, let me go to the bathroom real quick. I'm gonna be right back. When he came back out and thought it was lit, she was gone, Polo. She was gone.
And then he broke a commandment rule in battle rap that you never do. A few niggas broke this year, too. It came from a few of our legends, too. I ain't gonna lie. But he broke a command this year that you never do. He pulled out the phone.
Listen, so a couple of y'all, we're gonna get that pull out the phone list together.
We might have to get a pull out the phone list.
Pull out the phone list is coming for all you pull out the all you motherfuckers too be trying to act like y'all watching text messages being battled like somebody really important y'all need to talk to. Stop it, Polo.
Nobody's falling for that.
Of a battle to Nelson. Man, stop it. You ain't texting nobody. You ain't texting nobody, bro. Stop trying to go look at them rounds, nigga.
Bro, why do niggas do that shit? Niggas be doing that shit like we don't know.
Like, bro, we know what you doing. Nigga trying to act like you not typing the caffeine. We ain't seen the tweet, nigga, or post. Niggas trying to act like they doing the caffeine. Mm-mm.
That's why when Clean Paper did it, at least he had the decency to write it on his hand and try to at least, you know what I mean? But I ain't gonna lie, that was bad. So Casey clearly got that. The next battle after Casey, Arsenal and Casey, I believe. My order all messed up.
Well, just name the card, bro. You ain't got the card?
Nah, I ain't got the card. I'm pulling up something. I got something else I'm working on. I'm pulling it up. You ain't got the card, nigga? I ain't the only person doing this shit.
I'm fresh out the fucking plane. You been waiting.
I got the card. Hold up. They threw me all over the place with the It was A-Verb and Shotgun Sugar, but they threw me all over the place with the light work battles. Right. I ain't okay. Work battles messed me up. It was A-Verb versus Shotgun Sugar. 10,000 on the line. Gerald McCoy put it up. I already knew from Rit. These brothers, like, you could see it in their eyes. They like, this was gonna be a good battle. How you calling this one, man? I'ma keep it real. I'ma say this in here. 400 alive, hit the likes. I kind of might have edged it to A-Verb. But I'm not mad if somebody say Shotgun Sugar won. It was one of those kind of battles. It was a very good battle. Damn near had a classic feel to it. Both them brothers was really rapping. Both of them brothers was really showing up. They really showed. A-Verb, man, hats off to A-Verb, man. A-Verb is somebody that you guys, you know, I mean, niggas, as rightfully so, he did get some crazy performances in the past. But people try to criticize him a lot. You know what I mean? I feel like he get a lot of hard, extra hard criticism. But this battle, he showed up, man. This battle was an amazing battle. He listened to the fans. Being in them spaces help. Them spaces help.
Those spaces help. Keep acting like you don't know. Spaces help.
Dumb helps. I think what spaces does for battle rap is you get to constantly talk, to interact with the fans. Number one, you interacting with people that watch this every day, people that's giving you advice. Some people, 9 times out of 10, whatever, you might think they trolling, but everybody ain't trolling. Some people do got good advice they can give you, and you'll learn that from talking to them through spaces. And only that, the battle rappers, you get open line of communication. So I think that does help with battle rap, man. I think spaces really do, it did help push the fire under a lot of niggas this year, man. Whether you want to admit it or not, man. But anyway, let's get to the battle, man. How did you have round one? How did you call round one?
I ain't even going by the rounds. I got something different I got, Polo. This one, okay. I can tell you. Being in the building, what you just said, you said you got Verb, niggas felt like they got Shug. I'm finna tell you, my man, I ain't never did this, Polo. You know, I ain't never no biased nigga. But I'm finna tell you how both of these niggas won. I'm finna tell y'all how both of these niggas won. Don't kill me, Jack. Just stick with me. You know what I noticed about A-Verb? He never been a barker. Unless he can control the crowd in the big room, if they start getting too loud, he always gonna tell Smack, get him in control, Smack. Come on, Smack. Don't let him do that. You know, because Verb voice is not high pitched. As it gives off. You see what I'm saying? He'll, as much as loud as he is, he's not loud when it comes to rapping through his mic projection. He's loud enough if you get him in your ear, but he's not. But in that volume, I felt like A-Verb did what A-Verb do in those rooms, from Midwest Miles to him and Twerk to anytime he in those confined sense, him and Disaster, when he on that tight on the floor, just confined with you. Verb, him and Head Ice, him and Passwords, even in his recent work, him and Geechee, like you said, him and DNA on the floor in them rooms and them super fights and shit like that. Hey, Verb is going to work, bro. Verb came in that bitch working, Polo. I can't even cap. But what I was going to say, why Suge won in my mind as well. Suge was able to, even to Caffeine, I guarantee y'all, the way Suge was performing, you would swear it was a big crowd event. Suge was able to bring the element of the big stage in a volume, Polo. So when you see Suge performing, you actually think it's like Civil War. You forget for a minute. But when Verb start rapping, he puts you back in volume where you like, oh, it is a volume. But Suge damn near taking the element out. But I ain't gonna lie, that was a dope fucking battle. I thought they both won in their own ways and rights, bro. I thought Verb wrote incredible and did what he did best. But I thought Suge, haymakers, how he was landing, how he was performing, and all that, did what he did best, bro. I can't explain that shit. I'm not gonna try to, That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, bro. I thought both of them niggas was on fire. I watched that battle multiple times. I already got the battle again to rewatch it. If I want to watch it again, I advise anybody that can wants to drop on the app, rewatch that battle and understand the elements of what was going on in that battle, G, in my opinion.
Yeah. I got, like I said, man, I thought A-Verb did an incredible job of rapping towards volume, like the volume setting. I think his lyrics more tailored to the volume setting, and I think Shotgun Shug lyrics was more tailored to like a stage performance kind of setting. But I'm not, even with that being said, like what you just said, I'm kind of even on agreement with that. It's like, I don't really even know who I want to call a winner, because I went back and forth several times already.
Bro, them niggas was in that cook, bro, have Verb, because Ben was still come out bombing. When Verb come out, I'm like, damn, now this nigga Verb on some shit. I'm like, Verb came to play tonight. This motherfucker dread swinging. I'm like, nah, this nigga rapping. Not all that shit y'all be talking about. Lyrical Miracle and God. Mm-hmm. No, that nigga was in them pockets, bro. Mm-hmm. He hit the button. That nigga Verb dropped the car. I'm hosting these spaces. I can't fucking lose this nigga.
Verb.
Monday or Tuesday on Easy and Beasy and get crazy and y'all kill me? Hell no. Especially now,
Verb
did the big T.
Verb definitely, he definitely exit. Oh man, holy moly! Did you see that big T battle?
We watched it
together. That's a fact. Oh my gosh! What the hell, big T? What we doing with Big T, Cola?
Big T got to go retool, bro. He got to go retool. I sent him on Twitter saying, man, he been having a down year. Big T, you've been having a down couple of years, respectfully.
Respectfully. It's been a couple. I don't know if you just thought it's been this year, but in battle rap terms, I don't know about your
it's
personal
It's been a couple of years.
It's been a couple of years, respectfully.
At least two, at least. I ain't going to stretch it, but two at least. Let's be comfortable with two.
At least.
You got to go get up with one of these newer generations, bro. Listen, Polo, I keep saying it. The computer turns into the MacBook and all that, laptops. The floppy disk turns into the memory card. The memory card turns into what, Polo? iCloud storage. Mm-hmm. This is updating. You have to update the computer, bro. You can't, Oregon Trail number munches on the computer back then from Terminator 1 and all that cool. But you gotta turn that Mac, get a MacBook Pro, bro. You have to. Or a nice HP something. Desktop or something.
I'ma say this, man. I'ma say this. And I'ma be 100% real with you. It's too late. It's over. He just gotta retire, man. If he couldn't, the motivation behind this battle of everybody saying you're gonna get dog walked, everybody saying you can't rap, you've been in countless spaces with Easy to block captain, where he's pitched a narrative. Everybody's pitched a narrative. You washed off. You fell off. This is what they say. It's what the people saying, that you can't compete no more. Everything for that battle led up to you. Everything led up to you having to have a great performance. And he still got smoked. And was and to be honest with you, he was way better versus Kid Slade.
He was.
I don't get that. Like, you got way more to move.
In my opinion, watching the battle, they tried to give him a chance, for sure. So they weren't just easy bodies, neither.
He came out, he said, I want to know about them back blocks, them the Philly cheese that he had all that.
That was the best shit. After that?
That was it.
Finito.
He was done, man. And I'm being honest, man. I like Big T, man. I'm a huge fan of Big T. Always will be. It don't change nothing. But I was a fan of Vince Carter, and Vince Carter had to retire, man. Sometimes you may just have to retire. You can usher in new Chicago talent. You can start your own management. It's a lot of other avenues and ways you can get money in this. But I'm sorry to say, I don't think you could do this no more. That's my personal opinion. You know, it don't take nothing away from his legacy. He's still Big T, still Big Una, but that was bad.
Hold on, Polo.
Huh?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I got you. I'll put you down. Salute. We got 500 in the live. Salute. We're going to get to everything. But Yeah, like I'm saying, man, that was bad. Like watching that one. Somebody said, who's having a worse year? Lou Castro or Big T? Yikes. I don't know. I gotta compare their joint. Cause I think even Lou's still giving, like the Lou vs. Twerk, he's still getting good performance. He's just not winning. But Big T is like losing and not giving good performances. That to me is a little bit worse. I ain't gonna lie. I'm definitely gonna get to the Jazz battle real quick. I'm waiting for Cola to pull back up. 499. Somebody said for 499. Nobody catch how Polo said he ain't see the J versus Kid Chaos, but he thought he won and how he felt about the battle. Stop it. Lou is having thanks for the $5, though. I just wanted to read that out. I didn't see it live, but I definitely did watch it again. I didn't see it live. Pardon myself if I didn't correct that. You know, things could get uncorrected when we correcting shit. But yeah, I didn't see it live. I said that I'm an angry fan. I definitely did see it pulling back up. I added to Jerry Woods. It was a cool battle. I see Cola. Cola right here. Thanks for the $5. I see Cola. Unmute your mic, Cola.
My bad, man.
Nigga,
I was at the crib screaming my name. I thought nigga was in dire need, Polo. Nigga trying to get killed. Let's do my game. Well, I think a nigga on his ass. Cola. You see me get the tweaking like that's what he called. Nigga calling me open a gate like a nigga on his ass.
Yeah, I ain't gonna see y'all. And I'm like, my boy, good. You know, I got them. I got them dog cams. I don't even play. I got my shit all in my ass. But before we, I don't want to. Let's talk. Real quick. We talk about Big T. Let's talk about Jazz real quick. Jazz, Shice Raw. That was nasty.
Shice Raw, let me holler at you. I sent you sit at the round table doing all that popping, that big moment. We just sent you do the shit, the mixed thinker with fries in Chrome. Let's keep it 100. You went in there, stuck it up for 25K. You get a plate like this, Jazz is worth 25. She's like getting 25K just as a battle because she's a big deal. You beat her, you can make 25K. You went in there and had another mixed thinker with fries. You seem like you, respectfully, you got to get your, you know what I'm saying, your health in order and all that. But when y'all have these battles, and not just Shice Raw, to the men and other women, make sure y'all hydrate yourself before y'all coming into these battles. As y'all practicing, drink a lot of water. It's like training. Drink water, smoke your weed, get back to the raps. But you need water, bro. When you get in these battles, you be exhausted. You be dehydrated, and it shows. You out here fainting. You kept the Charlie horses, and respectfully, we all know women with a regards of a nice weight on her, that shit can take toll on their bodies. So, you know, health is wealth, and hopefully you get in order, but you died for sure.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front, man. First and foremost, man, I knew something was wrong when she was leaning on Jazz. Jazz is like 4'11". What the hell are you, like, what's going on? Like the whole first round on the shoulder, all that. I ain't gonna front, man. Drink, make sure. She said it was a cramp, man. You gotta stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water always when you doing any kind of activity. But fuck all that. Jazz was still on that ass. Cramp or not, that was bad. And I ain't gonna front, man. And what? That was a little nasty. I seen the towel throw. That was a little nasty. If you're going to throw the towel, you got to be on the other side. You know, they don't throw the towel on the winner's side.
Never. And NY, you got to throw the towel the right fucking way, man.
What the fuck was that?
I seen NY Valium. I told him. I said, you almost knocked Jazz out throwing the towel in for the other person. How does that work? NY crazy, man.
Charlie Clips Calico. Yeah, now.
Calico won that battle, man.
Clint.
I'm going to tell y'all this. Charlie Clips is a clearly respect to Charlie Clips. He's clearly the person that they say he's not losing on the app. He's not losing on caffeine.
He will never lose a vote.
Too big. He's not losing on those. He's always.
He will never lose a vote.
He's wilding out. He's across the country in America every day, all day. Cool. But when it comes to those raps and what was going on in that battle, Calico won that battle, man. Landslide. Let's stop playing.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I had a Calico Claire, to be honest with you. Clips was cool, but I literally predicted it. I knew, you know what I mean? And also, I don't know what's going on. Clips, man, it seems like Clips be having the best bars for Jazz. What about your opponent, though? I thought Cal rapped better than me. I thought Cal delivery was better. I thought Cal stayed on topic a lot better. I thought Cal controlled the room a lot better. Cali Clips, I've seen you talk to plenty of people rounds before, respectfully. So for that to be what you call part of self, the background, you know, still outside. But for that to be your reason, like, I just thought that was nasty, man. Calico talked to, y'all all talk to each other shit, man. Y'all part of the veterans. Y'all all do that shit.
That's a fact, Polo.
So, I don't know, man. I just think the jokey joke style, I think because of what you, I think, and this is just my, no, not really advice because Clip's a legend, but this is just my critique. I would say, I think because we watch Charlie Clips on Wildin' Out on every, you know, it's on MTV, it's everywhere, YouTube clips everywhere. We see that style already. We are accustomed to seeing this funny style. You joking, you flipping shit in the room. We are accustomed to seeing that. That's why when you battle rap, you give us a glimpse of the old you, like you versus Luke Castro, or you when you battled Yoshi, how you was had them direct heavyweight knockout haymakers, the same as you did when you battle A-Verb, the sun go around the earth. You had a lot of shit, you know what I mean? That's what we want to see. We already see the jokey, wildin'. We already see that style every day. I can turn on my TV right now. MTV is going to be on. Wildin' Out is going to be on. And I'm going to see that style. But when you battle rap, I think people want to see that old Charlie Clip style. That Charlie Clip versus A-Verb. That Charlie Clip versus, even this year, Lou Castro. He wasn't really joking versus
him Yoshi, him Chess. He can have multiple battles where he was the Charlie Clips that we like. Clips, all, bro, this is what Clips be doing, bro. And this is what all these niggas been doing. They go down there and try to kill the niggas they think under them. Then they get a nigga up equal and go in there and play. So when they lose or win, you know, we can say, Polo, nigga was just playing. So I don't know. He made a warrant if he. No, his ass lost, bro. I don't care what vote that you want to say. He was in that freestyle. I was there. He trying to grab shit out the air. And I'm going to tell you what Clips do. See, Clips eases the crowd. He going to catch a crowd of fans and do a little wild and out segment with a crack jokes. Nah, Beasley, fuck with him. He's just cracking jokes with the staff. The nigga Clips is in wild and out mode the whole night. Ain't no turning it off, bro. He's just naturally like that. So he's naturally likable, but he lost that battle. He did it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he definitely lost that battle. But, like, again, Clips is never going to lose on a poll. So, to him, you know what I mean? If you judge it, if he could bring, technically he don't lose on polls. But to me, I think Calico kind of clearly got that. Now,
I had Calico.
Let's talk about some things. 600 in the live, hit the likes, run it up, share the channel, share it out on YouTube, all that good shit. Civil War. Now, but I don't want to just start with that. I want to go through the card, man. Walk me through it, Cole. It's your show.
Okay, let's get it. Now, we get to the motherfucking, we pull up. Bloop, pull up, shout out my dog, my lady. Shout out Big Sam.
My lady.
Shout out my motherfucking dog, Kareem. Shout out Asia. You know, oh, yeah, she racking the right way. Shout out Shufo. Shout out my boy, Kevo. Oh, we was deep. We was deep, Polo. You feel me? We was definitely deep. Let's not get this shit fucked up. I'm talking beyond battle rap. That's the platoon of the Rackians. We was real deep in there. So at the same time, we in a parking lot. I think the one of the people we're gonna talk about later. I think the boy Paper. I think Stumbles and them pull up, Clean, Debo, everybody. You know I pull up again. Salute URL, man. Salute Black Compass again for giving me that chance to do what I do and to earn my respect in this shit. Cause the respect is definitely up, man. Salute the whole staff.
Oh, yeah.
Got our wristbands for my people. They made sure we was accommodated very well. And, man, it was a movie. Like I say, bro, when you at these events, Polo, I keep saying this shit. None of that online energy, I ain't saying from nobody. Because I ain't saying nobody bitches. I ain't saying nobody lames or nobody tough. Everybody on some cool, enjoy the vibe. It's battle rap. Let's have a good time and get back to what we supposed to get to. With these other problems we got at our home base going on. And that's what the vibe really was. So we sink there, buddy. you know, everybody ain't speak to everybody respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it should be. Ain't no hard feelings, but I don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with me. We know that bygones be bygones. But the atmosphere, Dream City, fire. The little event where they had it, that was fire. You know what it kind of remind me of? That strip how Magic City is in Atlanta. You know how they got the little strip right
there? Yeah, Orlando's built. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's how Florida, that little Dream City was, that little strip where they got the little club over there, but they got the little other little beauty supplies and shit connected. That's how that shit was, Polo. But Dopey Venue can fit probably like 800 people at max. They had little sections and shit. You feel okay. me? Dope little shit like that. So everything coming to the venue was fire. But first battle was that nigga Ease versus Hansel.
Okay.
Ease versus Hansel, I ain't gonna lie. This was a fire fucking battle. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. I had never seen Ease in my motherfucking life. I had never seen the boy, Polo. Talked to him the day before in the hotel. No, I talked to him the day of. No, I talked to him the day before in the hotel. I didn't even know he was a battle rapper. Till somebody mentioned it to me, like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, that must be Ease that was with Fonz. They're like, yeah, he a battle rapper, Cola. On my mama, Polo, that country motherfucker was in there rapping, nigga.
No, yeah,
Ease
I know.
He was in there rapping. He was breaking the fucking building in the first round. But so was Hansel. Hansel had the West with him. Hayes had the South with him. Swamp all of them up there. But you got all my boy Don Nino. My girl Champagne, you had the whole West up there support. Bro, that was a good new nigga battle. This new class of niggas, since we talking about it, Suplesso, Foots, Hanzo, Ease. Come on, man. They got some niggas down there, Paul Klutz. They got some niggas down there. Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
They got some niggas down there.
Nah.
Them two niggas is fire. Foot. Hansel did his thing, Ease did his thing. I ain't really have no winner nor no loser because they both was going crazy, Polo. I ain't gonna lie. Polo, I'm gonna keep it a buck. You know the event going crazy when a big speaker drinking. When I'm drinking?
What? Nah! You was drinking?
Polo, come on, man.
Oh, nah.
I'm trying to tell you. When I'm drinking, this bitch lit. If I'm drinking,
I gotta take a drink of that.
You gotta take a drink of that, Polo. If I'm drinking, this bitch lit. I ain't a lot of atmosphere within itself. This bitch lit. Oh, shout out my girl Ashanti, too. She was in the building.
No, Ashanti, what up?
Niggas pull up. Niggas pulled up.
Yeah, nah, niggas definitely pulled up. All right, what's the next? What was the next one after that?
The next battle after that was, was it Clean Paper Stumbles? I think it was Clean Paper Stumbles.
It was okay, Ease Clean Paper. Hansel.
Hold up, it was Ease and Hansel. Who went after Ease? Oh, none Chef Trez. Pardon, self. None Chef Trez.
Okay, walk me through that one.
I ain't gonna lie. None was fire, but Chef Trez, bro. Chef Trez got that roll out of the bed flow, and then he started kicking up, Polo. Chef Trez style is get up, get ready, whatever he do, shower, bed, whatever, you know, whatever he do to get ready, put his iron his clothes, put them on, and go outside. By the time he get outside, he's cooking and he's on your ass, boy. That's Chef Trez. Chef Trez style is wake up. Yeah, he said some. Then I like it to him. That nigga wake up, bro. That nigga Trez was in there wild and I ain't gonna lie. Chef was on some shit, Polo. Chef back. The chef.
Who won
back.
That? I seen the interview. None did. None wasn't sounding too confident. None. You got to stop doing this after the battles, None. Stop.
I had Chef Trez. And I hollered at None. I'm going to tell you, I had a one-on-one with None. I bumped into None after he'd been at 7-Eleven. And he really loved this shit, Polo. What I can say is, he was like, I felt like I could do more. I say, no, you getting too self-conscious of what you doing instead of just doing it, bro. Y'all mm-hmm. not rapping like how y'all was when niggas noticed y'all. Y'all starting to rap for people to notice y'all. It's kind of backwards now. Same mm-hmm. way I feel like my boy Trufo kind of was previously before he got in his little shit when he was slipping up. You so busy rapping to try to get these people to understand it and deem you something instead of just rapping. We gon' get it. You feel me? We gonna understand where you going. We gonna do the campaigning for you to say it's fire or not. Don't worry about them niggas that's your peers, because they always gonna fuck with your material. This shit gotta be to the consumer, the fans, the media, and everybody else. And I think exactly. That's another I gotta get back to.
Yeah, none. Like, you definitely, I could tell with him, like, now when he structures a lot of his stuff, he structures it based off of, like, what, like, people is going to think about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, instead of make it, like, what you just said, I feel like he's trying to please the crowd way too much. I didn't see the battle, but judge, you stop doing interviews after the battle where you looking all sad as shit, my nigga. Fuck that. You won't never, you... Trev, they definitely said Trev, but okay. But what's the next one after that? I believe what was the next one?
That was Clean Paper Stumbles.
Clean Paper Stumbles. I heard this was a 30.
I'ma keep it a buck, bro. Cause there ain't no hating ass nigga. I can't, my body won't allow me to. In that building, nah. I think Clean made it one. But it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers that feel like Stumbles did his fucking thing. I'm going to tell you that, Polo. I'm going to keep it a buck. That motherfucker Stumbles has some shit in there. But Clean was doing everything else. Mocking him. You know, he did it respectfully. You know, Clean had like an 8-16 doing Stumbles. Like, respectfully? If I ride up on this nigga? Like, he did one of them, broke the building. But Stumbles was in that motherfucker like it was one of those too, though. I can't cap on him, bro. Stumbles cold, man. I can't cap, Polo. As much as a nigga be like, man, y'all think, no, as a rapper, as a nigga that do media, the boy was in that rapping. Clean won that battle, but it was a close-ass battle. I'm going to say that. Clean just vetted him. But anybody other than Clean would have got that shit off.
Okay, and so it was a close battle.
On camera, niggas going to fuck with a lot. This Slade did, too. I said this motherfucker on everybody, man. God damn, man. This motherfucker Stumbles. What Stumbles did, a lot of niggas gonna fuck with it. A lot of niggas gonna respect it. And you gonna wanna see Stumbles again, for sure. It was definitely one of those. They was bumping each other. They had a little grit in there, so, and nobody was getting mad. Like, look, they had a good fucking battle. I definitely had Clean, but it's a close battle, bro. And I'm gonna keep it a whole bean. Stumbles was in that dress like he was just like he was in the Joe Budden Pump It Up video, but
he definitely looked like a Def Jam Fight for New York character.
Yeah, he definitely was in there like that, but at the same time, he did his fucking thing.
Next battle, Fonz Rum Nitty.
That one Fonz Rum Nitty. Next battle is Old Red Trufo.
I was just trying to see where your mind was. Okay, we here now. Old Red Trufo. Let's get it.
Right. You know, Polo, truth on my, I'm nervous than a bitch. You know, O'Red the day before doing all type of shit, me and Trufo talking, O'Red out of nowhere just practicing his rounds. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, Red. We see you over there. Like, Polo, me and Trufo talking, we look over, this O'Red.
Nigga was like this. Nigga said,
"Hey, that nigga over there, he sing best." He said, "Me and Trufo look." He said, "I said, oh, this nigga Red trying to reverse psychology on the nigga. He getting ready. This is that value, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. That battle was fucking crazy. I got Trufo. Oh, Red had some shit." This was Old Red, not Short Rounds, not my voice fucked up Red. This was Transport, and Red had some shit. But I felt like Trufo responded every time. I felt like it was that Geechee Gotti Trufo type feel. Geechee on him, but Fo was responding. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Geechee was on him, but Fo was responding. That nigga said, Polo, that nigga said, I seen my brother kill my cousin. That was my first definition of a civil war. Oh, my God. I seen my brother kill my cousin. Oh, he said, I seen my... He said, my brother was beefing to kill my cousin. That's my first time of seeing my definition of civil war. Man, the shit broke the building.
Bruh, when he said free the wave, something, so I gotta be careful rapping for guns. I had to turn my name from truth to a legend.
Oh. Bro, he was in that. Bo was in
My God.
Bro, he had some Naruto shit. Bro, he had even
when the shit when I seen funny. when he remixed the Hala Wah 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 shit.
Wah Wah, the La La for 555. Yeah. I was in the pit.
He was wildin'.
Respectfully, I got 4-2-1, close battle, dope battle. I just felt like he responded every time to this nigga O-Red. Every time. Every time O-Red, it seemed like O-Red was getting him out of here. That nigga Foe was ready. And I know Foe was ready. See, what you got to realize about these out-of-town events, Polo, what I fuck with, this is my media style. If you a battle rapper, Polo, I done been here all weekend. You probably did shit. But I didn't watch what Polo did all weekend, how you wrapped your rounds, if you stayed up in your room too long, if you sparred with niggas. What was your work ethic and shit like that? Mm-hmm. And one thing I can say is O-Red and Fo. You could have told Fo spit around, that nigga just start rapping. That's how locked in he was. And the vice versa for the same thing for O-Red. O-Red came and gave us 100% O-Red, bro. And Fo came and did the same thing. Like I said, it's going to be a close battle. Niggas might sound biased. But I got four, and a lot of people in the building said they had four. Put a poll up. Put a poll in the buildings up, and they'll let y'all know. That was a good battle. This Civil War was a good fucking card. Besides the people talking in the back, you understand. This is what I figured out, Polo.
What'd you figure out?
Women at the event, but women is who be doing the most talking. That's what
exactly. All the time. Respectfully. We still want y'all to come to the events, though. But y'all do be talking too much.
Bro, the women get to a point and after a couple of drinks, they don't give a fuck about them raps. They talking about what's next, where we going, what we doing, and you looking good, girl. I'm telling you the truth.
Respectfully. No bullshit.
At the same time, that motherfucker stumbles in, what's called, did they think, stumbles in,
It clicked.
Stumbles and clicked. Hey, yo, ref, salute. And who was the battle we just talking about? I'm exhausted. Listen,
we were just talking about Stumbles and Kislay and Truthful. I'm Kislay, Truthful.
Them two battles back to back, I ain't gonna lie. Ease Hansel, Chef Trez, none of them was cool. But Ease Hansel, Truthful, O-Red, fucking Ease Hansel, Truthful, O-Red, them two battles was the best battles at that point.
Okay. And you Chef Trez none. You just said Trez gave a
that
good
was cool. That was a cool battle. Trez won though.
Okay. So now let's talk about this punchline battle. Cause I'm hearing some things, but I'm seeing some things differently. Now I spoke to a lot of people. I'm hearing Fonz did his thing. But when I'm looking on Twitter, I only see people talking about Rum Nitty. But what? Let me hear your breakdown.
Again, it's only two battles I tweeted that was fire yesterday, which I was behind Truthful for that battle, so I was really caught up. I went in the tweet. That was one of the battles I missed. But I thought that Rum Nitty Fonz was fucking incredible. But what I can say in this, with Nitty being the A side in everybody's eyes, and not saying I'm giving Fonz a push, but y'all gonna see Fonz went on and got on that motherfucking elevator Polo and met that nigga Nitty in a presidential suite, my nigga. I'm coming upstairs, nigga. I got my Moet. The landlord's tired of being on the fucking third, fourth, fifth floor. Here I come, nigga. And I got a key card. That's what I'm telling you. Fonz came in that bitch to let y'all know I am one of them niggas. I'm solidified as one of them niggas. And I can fight with these niggas, man. I had Fonz myself winning that close battle. 2-1 close battle. And I felt like he was on Nitty's helmet, bro. I can't lie to you. But again, when I go to Nitty, again, I told somebody this, Polo in the building. I felt like Nick, I felt like Fonz won, but somehow some told me Nitty won. I don't know how to explain that. I'm telling you what happened to me. I know exactly how you feel. I felt like Fonz won, but then when I was hearing Nitty shit, it felt like Nitty won in my head. It's like, hold on, Fonz won in his way because he met him, but Nitty won, but just because you can't overlook the consistency of a nigga like that, bro, to come up with that type of material. As much as it became regular, it's still extraordinary. You see what I'm saying? Fonz was on some shit. And that's just my opinion being in the building. I got Fonz, and he had a hell of a Nitty. He had one of those Nitties, bro. I had Fonzell, the landlord.
One of the craziest lines I seen quoted, I seen somebody said, Romney said, I hold the power in the volume like a screenshot.
Nitty said that. That was crazy.
That's crazy. The power in volume like a screenshot?
Listen, bro, what you got to understand is this, and it's not Nitty's fault.
Holy what?
Nitty fans, they not going to let him lose a round, even if he lose, bro.
Yeah.
You know two things they shit? He still got a rap. Or, man, that shit just the most. They let Nitty get away with a lot, too, in that crowd. I'm going to keep it up. His fans, which he built up, you can't blame it. They love Nitty, bro. They ain't gonna let him lose.
Bruh.
But when you see that battle, bro, Fonz didn't have a slip, not a stumble, not a ho-ho-ho-ho. None of that shit you seen in the tournaments. Bro, watch how much, bro, you're gonna see how much Cassidy was reacting. So was Run Nitty for Fonz shit. That's what's gonna tell you. Cassidy and Nitty was retracting for Fonz. And shook his hand after that second round. Nitty had to show him love. Nitty had to show fun. You know when a nigga get the second? Hey, cuz, hey, that was one of them. Yes, sir. That's what happened. It was one of them battles, bro. I'm telling you. I can't make this shit up. It's a classic for sure. So they both can win. It's one of those.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Even if you felt like I said, in my mind, debatable like a motherfucker, I feel like Fonz won. I feel like Nitty won. I feel like they both won because it's that good of a battle depending on the optics of what you're looking at. But if you're looking at it from Rum Nitty being an A-side, not only as Fonz rose to the occasion, did what he's supposed to do and more, you're going to say they both won, bro. And he solidified his spot with those niggas, the Cons, the Magics, the Punchers. Fonz put himself there. He put himself there.
Who would you like to see conceded verse? Rum Nitty or Fonz?
Both of them.
Both of them, but who would you like to see first?
Rum Nitty, because they both Fahrenheit. You know, yeah. Nitty said that verse, T-Rex. Yeah, Bar guys, yeah, because we Fahrenheit. Y'all forgot that, yeah. Okay.
What do you think about Cassidy saying? Cassidy saying that he wants to battle Rum Nitty, but URL want him to battle Cassidy. Why?
It's just because Cassidy's a big star now, bro.
He's definitely. So if you're going to pay him, you got a match to pay. You got to bring a somebody that could bring. You could get. You know, I understand it, but.
URL say, we're going to get him a nigga. If we're going to get him a couple people, let's get him somebody with the same status that can get the money he want, plus what we can pay them and make our money back and do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to lie. That motherfucker Cassidy was so icy and seeing that bitch. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. He had that shit on.
Nah, Cassidy don't.
He has some Gerald McCoy shit. He has some Gerald McCoy shit. He has some of them.
Nah, Cassidy always get to it.
I ain't gonna lie. I gotta get my boy clean. My boy clean paper shit. His Kitchen Clean shit dance too. Kitchen shit dance in them lights, boy. Yes, sir. He got some very, very special diamonds on that bitch too. You gotta understand, bro. One thing about jewelry, the light's gonna tell it all. The light's gonna tell it all from the different diamond quality, from the different, you know what I'm saying? Everything.
It's different layers.
Tell it all, bro. The lights don't lie.
That's a fact. Now, there's some things we gotta talk about, Cola. Mm-hmm. We Kid Slade Tay Rock has officially been a talk of the culture this morning. It's officially been the talk of the internet. Everybody's talking about this battle. Live there. Walk me through beforehand. Because I ain't going front. I'm a keep it stack. I'm going to keep it real. Niggas, you know, as media, we know what's going to happen before it happened. Birds was chirping. They was chirping. Hey, yo, hey, Slate, it might be bad for him tonight. Yo, Polo, it's going to be bad. It's some shit about to come out. Walk me through your Sunday, please.
Oh, hold on. We missed Twerk verse 6. We out of pocket.
Oh, we out of pocket. We are out of pocket. Wow. Oh, man. First and foremost, real sick debut, the Gnome Jordans, the Gnome 11s. He debuted them again.
Hey, salute, rookie. You got a good... About time somebody from Backpack did something because y'all don't go to no events. Salute, Ruka. Good one,
Ruka. Okay. Relax. So, Perkins was first chatty patties. Hey, rough fucking lax, nigga. Relax. We chatty. It's 1,000 people in here. We talking about we chatty patties. Work and real sick. Walk me through that.
I ain't even gonna lie. Real sick definitely showed up with the Gnome 11s. I ain't gonna mention that. My boy Sick showed up. You feel me? He was ready, Polo. I ain't gonna lie. In my mind, Sick finna fucking die. That's what I was thinking. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna act like I'm Twerk finna kill him. Everybody thinking Twerk finna kill Sick. And niggas had heard Sick rounds. You know, battle rap, they, man, Twerk finna kill Sick. Da 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 da. That ain't how it went, Polo.
Really?
That ain't how it went, bro. And Twerk ended up went first. Twerk went first. Let me take off, get the crowd. And Twerk was phenomenal in 3 rounds. But when he showed up at fucking Civil War, it was for a Civil War. Real Sick and fucking Twerk was one of them ones, too. Yes, it was. Twerk came out on fire, but that motherfucker Real Sick was responding, Polo. Yes, really? He fucking was. He was responding.
So why everybody saying it's Twerk 30, Twerk? What's going on? Man, listen, Twerk, man, listen. We got to stop.
Not in my eyes, bro. He didn't 30 no Sick, bro. Hell no. Hell, I ain't gonna lie. I might need a rewatch on that. You know, I just touched down. That was a good fucking, bro. It was good battles on this card, Polo. I don't think nobody got their ass whipped in the good battles. Ease Hansel, fire. O-Red, 2-4, fire. Twerk Sick, fire.
They say in the crowd's video.
What battle I miss? Jeff Trez, none. Dope. Because Jeff Trez back signed his contract. He in motion. Nitty versus Fonz, crazy. I'm telling you, crazy battles.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I told y'all, I was there. You know the big speaker don't be drinking. I was in my bag. But I know what the fuck going on around here, too. Good battles, bro. Good battles.
Yeah, I definitely believe you. I think, I feel like, because some of the clips I seen were real sick. Now, was he different or anything? Or was he like kind of the same?
The crowd was screaming 3-0 after, you know, when a nigga do something heartfelt, he go at smack. Twerk looked like he about to damn the crowd because he really was feeling how he felt. Of course, everybody fucking 3-0. But nigga, in the building, everybody like 1-1. Now that nigga Sick came to fight. Sick came to fight.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Nigga was saying
it's a lot of people in the crowd. It's Star Press Media TV. They said the crowd flipped because Twerk last round was so fire. They were screaming 30, but it really wasn't.
And he not fronting. That's what happened. That was a close-ass battle. Sick was in there rapping, bro.
I never go off a 30 chance, ever. Like, I gotta see that for myself. I ain't never going on.
My barber do get busy. I appreciate that, brother. Shout out Buford.
Okay. So that battle happened. Now that takes us to our main event battle. Our main event battle, Tay Rock versus Kid Slade. Let's talk about it. some information came out in the, now, I actually want you to break down the in the building how that battle was going on. I want you to give a it's on you, my brother. Go crazy.
Listen, I pull up Saturday. You feel me? Like I say, this shit already here in that value. I get the value, right? See, niggas don't know this. This is why I go to the events. This is what type of blog I am. Hey, Cole, why ain't got your camera? I'm for the insights. I'm Cole Lamar Rashad, bro. This is what I do. So I'm at the event. I get the value. You know, I'm here. You know, you can feel shit. Tension thinking the German guard dogs and all sorts, bro.
Sticker. Yeah.
You feel me? So you can, even in the event, you can feel what's going on all the time. It started getting whistles out that Slade not coming. They like, Slade ain't coming, man. Rockingham battle might go down. This is what you hear niggas say. All the time, nigga like, what the fuck you mean the battle not going out? Why Slade not coming? That's when niggas start saying the shit. Hey, motherfuckers heard they got some of that paperwork on them. Gee, what?
No! Oh.
Hold on, Polo.
Don't do that to me. I felt like I was watching an episode of Black Ink or some shit. Niggas about to fight, and they just went to the next hunt. Tune in the next week. Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah.
I bet. So
wait, no. Your mic messed up.
All right, I'll be back.
Yeah, come right back. Fix your mic. Hold on, y'all. He fixing his mic. He pulling right back up. I'm not going to lie. Oh, man. Yo, hit the likes in the comments. Nigga said it's the Fez. Y'all out of pocket. Hit the likes. Hold up. Why you niggas ain't hitting the likes right now, man? Hit them likes. Pull up. Hit them likes. Some nasty shit we talking about right now, man. Some shit we got to talk about. Nigga said, as soon as he about to go in, the feds cut him off. Nah, man. He right here, man. Yo, y'all is funny today. Oh, man. Cola, what up?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That call, listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It made a fuck that story up, but that call right there on my baby, it's one of them. It's one of them. We finna get some money. Listen, finna get some money. We finna get a lot of things involved and going. Just know that was one of them calls, boy. I'm telling you, that was one of them calls that really got me excited. But let me get back to this story. So we at the motherfucking
You at the hotelie?
We ain't at the hotelie not yet. We still at Valium, nigga. We at Valium. Now, everybody in the parking lot. I'm talking all the who's 40 bars, Vixen. Man, this was a dope event. Lady Red. Everybody was there, Polo. Everybody. So we in the parking lot. Now they like, man, Slade might not be coming. Oh, what happened? What the fuck? Man, hey. I ain't even all of that Rock. I ain't talking to Tay Rock or shit, Polo. All I know is they said Rock got paperwork on. Da-da-da-da. I done seen Caution 6 times. She ain't really saying shit. Man, it's going down tomorrow, bro. You know, she's steady telling me. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck going on? They got some paperwork on this nigga? So, you know, now my man fucked up. But when I get to the hotel, I'm blowing my butt. I just see Tay Rock regularly performing his bars. When I actually get back to the hotel after them saying Slade wasn't going to be here, Slade is at the hotel. He didn't arrive. So now my man fucked up, Polo.
Because you know.
I know the work. Yeah, I know the, uh-huh. I know the work. But I expect him. They're saying he might not be coming. But when I'm downstairs, I see Tay Rock rehearsing. As soon as I finish smoking to go back upstairs, I see Kid Slade outside.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I'm like, what the fuck finna go down tomorrow? Boom. So long story short, all through the venue. When I get to the venue, the media, the fans that's in the end, we all got that eerie feel, bruh. You know this shit nasty because
you know by now, it's starting to get out there. Niggas start putting that little, you know by now.
Bro, and one thing you got to understand is, you know it's a tricky situation because anytime a man character comes into question, remember, you know, we say Money and shit ain't nothing. Your name is everything.
Everything.
When that shit start getting, and it's like that, it's a thin fucking line. Let's keep it a buck. This is a character. This is a human being. This shit can affect a nigga life. Let's keep it all 55th Street here. 55th Street here.
The on nigga 50, can, yes, sir.
Some can happen. So I'm son, like, damn.
It can definitely happen.
I'm like, damn. But ain't nobody seen this work yet. So niggas on the fence because we like, nah, the boy ain't doing all this and talent. But all the time, we like, Rock don't really play these type of games. If he going to this lengths, I'm going to keep it 100. My man either low material or he got some shit.
He got some shit. This when you ever heard Rock trying to do an expose angle?
I'm talking about this. I'm like, it got to be some shit. It got to be so much in his mind where this shit is so legit that there's no way I can't get this shit out. I can't not be the nigga. So I think it was one of those balances. But let's get to the battle. The people want to hear the shit. Rock come out first round. He go first. When that paperwork come out, we all hurt. We all looking crazy. We all like, what the fuck going on? We Exhibit A. Rock come out with the paperwork. Now, Polo, can you read what it said?
The paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
The parts, Rock was letting the people know. Let's read for the people what happened. Let's be literal here. Let's be formal here.
I ain't gonna fry. I don't know if I want to read this whole joint, but I can sum it up.
Just the green part. Nope.
Hold on, let me get it. I gotta get that picture. It says that David Doster on 4/24/13, David Doster testified before Superior Court Judge. David testified that on June 13th, 2009, Mark Doster, you know I'm horrible with names, Gore, and a friend only known as Josh were on Book Street playing basketball. David stated that while at the location, a man who's known only as Ape, he's identifying the person, approached them and said that they were shooting a rap video in the back of Bedford Street and to go over and get in the video. David stated that he knew Ape met him and his friends from Bedford Street. Dave stated that then went to the location near the rear of 551- Bedford Street. Once at the location, in addition to Ape, he also remembers Platinum, JJ, Little Decky, identified as an MGBR member of Associate James Brown, DOB, 21590 Starks, identified as an MGBR member of Associate Kevin Leslie, date of birth, 12180, and a couple of other subjects he referred to as flunkies as being there. So right now, basically, it's saying that he identified a group. He also identified the parties involved with the group, and he called them flunkies, alluding to the fact that the other guy is the boss. These are the flunkies. David stated that everybody was chilling, laughing, getting ready to shoot a video, and getting drunk. David stated that his brother, Mark, was debating with Platinum about rap. David stated that he stated a lot. Damn. He stated that he guessed that Ape didn't like what Mark was saying. I guess Mark is his brother. Mark was saying because at the time, Ape began to hit in the facial area with a liquor bottle. So he identified Ape as hitting Mark Duster in the face with a liquor bottle. David stated that his brother attempted to defend himself against Ape. David stated that he jumped in between Ape and his brother, was trying to break up the fight, that Ape and Mark were punching him all Platinum. I gotta get the other parts. So basically, he's saying he identifies somebody. He basically identifies somebody. That's what this paperwork is saying. Now,
listen. Again, we only could go off what we read. That nigga told on somebody, man. Oh no, what the fuck we read and what's going on? For what we heard, what's on there, and tell somebody do the due diligence of going on the www. The same website they got that from and showing us something different. That man told, man. I don't know what the debate about. I don't know what's going on. I see a lot of y'all saying Rock,
yeah, he
this and that and different shit. If that's the paperwork, highlighting in green, his name is David Doster, and they said testify and stated, He told.
Yeah, he from this paperwork.
No, alleged. This ain't he allegedly. Allegedly, this happened. It said he stated or he testified, meaning he told them this.
Yeah, and Kid Chaos. I keep saying Kid Chaos. Kid Sled is Dave. Is David Doster? That's Kid Sled, right?
If he's David Doster, he told. He told from what you just read. Yeah. What I just received, from me even reading it, that man told, bro, and his brother told.
Yeah, they both, because they identified somebody as hitting them with a liquor bottle.
You or not, and brought you in there, they say, regardless of the fact, they making it look like you told.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing way around
this. Like, they don't say anything about, in this paperwork I'm reading, it don't say anything about him, like, peeing the fifth, him refusing, don't say anything like that. It say that he cooperated. Now, people like, it's a lot of people out there that saying, oh, why does this matter? Why do we care? And one, nigga, this is battle rap. That's one. Number two, this is kind of crazy coming from somebody that's like a plug talk kind of battle rapper. Like, that's kind of, that's a little bit.
The boy told, man, stated, testified is all things of telling.
Yeah.
Now you can state some different shit. It may be a lot, but no, the shit you alluding to, you said in your video, like I said, I watched the videos. You said you was already in jail, so they subpoenaed you. You went up there, you tried to lie. They said they had videos, so you had to end up telling or stating your case, which is to you told my nigga. I ain't even breaking that shit down from that shit right there. You listen, what we not gonna do on this shit? Is blame nobody that's been in them courtrooms, nobody without no paperwork. Don't make us seem like the villains. Don't make us seem like the bad guys for observation if you're not on this side. That's what I am gonna say. And niggas can be wrong. But from what we read and what we have, what we going on right here what's in front of us, that man told. It's the real.
Now, Kid Slade, his definition, I watched a video. He said, he never identified anybody. He just said, yeah, he said he knew people, but he never said about anything, no guns, no fighting, or any of that. But in this paperwork, it kind of say the opposite. I ain't gonna lie. This paperwork definitely say people was identified. It pointed out people being identified. It pointed out the situation. It pointed out the weapon that was used. It pointed out the location it was used. It pointed out the flunkies. It pointed out the time and dates. It pointed out the motive behind it. These are like eight things off the top. And I'm just looking at it. I ain't even really.
And that's, again, this the part. If you feel like, don't say, man, y'all should have went up. No, he's the accused. If you feel like that's not the right paperwork, and he can go get the whatever niggas try to better court records. You know, you niggas try to get, you fake street niggas try to get real technical. Go find it. And if it's not what we're reading now, we come back and present what's going on. But until further notice, Free the Way, go get that album on iTunes, by the way. That right there, what I heard with my ears, that man told, bro. Indirectly, directly, dry snitching, snitching, however, whatever you want to put it for him, you want to put it in. The man told, bro. And I ain't proud that it's a thing that a nigga did, nor do I care, because he ain't telling fucking me. But when it comes to this culture, and you talking plug, talking this type of shit, and you supposed to stand on these type of things, this type of shit can affect you for now and even a long time. They gave Audie Boom a window to present his side with going to do his due diligence to break this shit down however he wanted to. I guess they gonna give Slade the same option, but until then, the man told. Ain't nothing else beyond that. What we know was highlighting what you just read, Polo, tell us anything different.
Yeah, nothing.
And again, let's keep this shit a buck. I don't get no fuck with nobody say, bro. I love Smack to Death. I love Smack to Death, bro. You come playing with me about some fruity loopy ass fruity shit.
Or I'm snitching
some nigga shit,
it's
and
up.
I know you. We gotta lose it all in there, bro.
It's up. Tripping. I ain't rapping.
The ceiling gotta come off this bitch. y'all playing, nigga. I'm a real street nigga. I ain't playing like that.
At all.
I ain't playing like that, bro. Don't doctor no shit on me. Don't play with no shit on me. Don't, we ain't even playing like that, nigga. And I again, nigga, my first last name, we not even playing like that. I wish one of you niggas would. We gonna send that bitch to the ceiling. Them mob, that's kept, bro. Again, one thing that's worth more than money is your name, bro. And I ain't talking about no little argument in battle rap. We talking about shit that's carried. Because all this shit that happened in battle rap with these little conversations, with niggas doing all this, these other shit, nobody hears. But when nigga call you a snitch, or a nigga say you got homophobic shit and prove that, not just a rumor, you got to go do your due diligence, boy. Your ass in trouble. That's it and that's all. And he's in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. This definitely... It's really no really coming. I don't think it's really no coming back from this, to be honest. Like, if he does, he'll probably be the first. In battle rap, he'll be the first. Now in regular rap, I don't really know because you know Tekashi 6ix9ine, he still got fan bases or whatever the case might be. So I don't know regular rap, but in this battle rap field, as you being like a quote unquote plug talk rapper. You can't, like, and for this, like, that's kind of crazy. And it's a kind of situation where it's like, from this paperwork, reading it, it's like, you identified a whole, like, you damn near goddamn, nigga. Like, only thing that wasn't really told about was the liquor. Like, was it Henny? Was it, like, that's really the only thing. This shit is, like, even everything was told. So,
then they got the names of the shit, bro. Like, bro, them niggas wild. Like I say, again, that shit affect you too, bro. You don't get to get up from under, bro. When it's a nigga your friend, cool. You don't get to get up under your brother, your sister, your daddy, your mama, your auntie, your uncle, your nephew, your cousin being a snitch. You don't get from maybe a friend, and that nigga better not be a close friend. If he your partner, if your partner become a bitch ass snitch ass nigga. Bro, that science, that 7 PM science room magnifying glass is on your ass, pal. Cause you are who you hang with.
Yeah.
You chose the character. That's the choice of your character. And we all make bad character decisions.
Yeah.
With women and men. But at the same time, it assesses who you are and your judgment. Gangster.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely. And I see a lot of people. I will say this though, because when the shoe was on the other foot, and people was exposing stuff. Because I see a lot of battle rappers like, nah, that's kind of crazy. That this what it's coming to and shit like that. The shoe, the people talking about Tay-Rock and his situations and all this situation, whatever happened with the train, all that stuff. Y'all didn't tell nobody else to stop talking about it. Y'all ain't tell nobody else to stop doing shit, so you can't really tell him to stop. Like, I see a lot of battle rappers kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it, y'all. I like the person, but it's kind of crazy. What was the energy like on the stage, though, being there when that was getting exposed?
Tension thinking of German guard dogs on the arm shorts, bro. It's up, because let's keep it 100. I'm not going to sit here. Let's keep it 100. The titles, the community, rocking that deep. But I ain't gonna act like Stumbles and Kid Slade them wasn't in that bitch deep. Them boys was deep. It could have really been some orangutan and the zoo shit going on in there, Polo. I'ma keep it a buck. It could have been some real gangster shit going on in there. Cause this ain't one of respectfully. This ain't no small event. This ain't no initiation. This civil war with big boys out. Jersey, you got everybody, old Red Shug, you got all the niggas of who's out. This shit could have got ugly, bro. And you got to come in, Smack Beasley, Chico, KD, Nunu, P, the whole staff for being, and the security team, Debo as well, for being able to douse that problem. Because shit could have got ugly, bro. Niggas don't be understanding this shit either. You think it's all entertainment. Shit could have, they had to get entourages off stage at one point. Where it was just Stumbles and Slade, and it was just Easy and Rock. And just the fans.
Stumbles came out and said that's not even his homie, though.
He said that
in Spaces. He said he just lived 30 minutes from him. Like, they cool, but they ain't like that.
Oh, when that's, he hit him with that, when he hit him with that polo, that's that. He did it. When you disown a nigga, bro, he was standing by. He was some,
that's
he
what was I'm like. Y'all were just standing next to each other.
Bro, I'm thinking.
He just did an interview.
I know it's hometown, but when Slade about to get a rocket, Stones and his people's about to get a rocket. Them niggas look like they was going to ride. Yeah, that paperwork, big. Yeah, Stumbles had Big Homie them with him. Big Homie them probably got in that truck and unfolded that paper.
Like you know, yo, what? Hold up, what the? Let me see
what this nigga did. Big Homie them hit Stumbles with. Listen, your mans get away from him. You know when that jacket go on a nigga, we gotta. Hey, that respectfully, that ain't really my mans like that. He left 30 minutes. I was supporting. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was in spaces and he was like, he don't condone that. Like, they kind of met through battle rap-ish. That ain't really his people like that. Okay, when I heard that, I said...
All I'm saying, the action of what was going on, being in the building, and any nigga in the building can tell you, it looked like they was all together. And it looked like Rock had, you know, niggas in the building. But again, it was a great moment because it started, like I say, and shit got down. But the man, I ain't gonna mention, he started doing a lot, and then Rock turned back up, so it started having to look like it was gonna go back there. When again, bro, niggas gotta know, if you able to get from a situation that can turn deadly and a nigga can die, and you get escorted out, go home, bro. I'm telling you, that was the one blessing God just gave you. Don't stand around still doing that shit. And again, that same person came in spaces, and I heard him say, I'm finna pull it back up. And I ain't saying, listen, good he didn't, because you don't know how shit gonna turn out. But I know one thing, Rock and him stayed outside till down to 6 in the morning smoking and doing interviews.
Yeah, Rock, I was looking, he was doing interviews outside the venue, everything. I'm like, damn.
Uh-huh.
And then let's talk about, we could talk about the battle, obviously. The body language from a lot of the clips I'm seeing, the body language of Kid Slade, like, it didn't really look good.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to keep it a buck. Paperwork, first round, had a lot of niggas deterred. But if you listening to the battle and you seeing what's going on, he had shit. He had shit. He said a lot. No pun intended. He did. He said a lot. Boy was talking shit.
We know.
But again, it got bad for him in there, bro. Niggas start reading that shit, you like, and you can feel it in his emotion. Them niggas down there almost fought 8 times before they can get to the first round. Y'all heard about it.
Yeah, I heard it was almost fights every round. Oh man.
Yeah, listen, you gotta understand this. This was y'all gotta understand, bro. It's two different things, bro. And I know y'all like to crack jokes in the comments, and I'm gonna get real with y'all. It's two things. It's the difference between being a tough ass nigga and standing up for yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's two different things. And y'all say niggas tough, but most of the time niggas stand up for themselves, what you should do for yourself, which any man should do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, three, what I want to say is this. How many times y'all think in this culture, niggas going to keep bringing up doors, niggas going to keep calling nigga pussy, niggas going to keep saying niggas going to take something from a nigga, and you ain't the nigga did it, and the nigga going to allow that without trying to incite where you do it right now? That ain't me being tough. I'm tired of you niggas acting like y'all those other niggas. I ain't trying to do this with y'all, but one of you bitch-ass niggas gonna have to show me, meaning that's Tay Rock, that y'all about that shit y'all be talking. Because the situation I have with them niggas, y'all not them niggas. I got robbed, yeah, cool. Niggas got, you can get got. Any nigga
anybody,
know they
yeah,
can get robbed.
Exactly.
Any nigga that's in the street know they can get robbed. But at the same time, you niggas that ain't robbing shit, ain't killed nothing, ain't pistol-toed, ain't finna keep acting like y'all gonna press me like I'm some hoe-ass nigga. So yeah, it may look like an almost fight. But if I'm the nigga telling the nigga pull out paperwork on, should not pop first? I ain't got to fight as Rock. I already did my damage. Like, bro, sometimes the shit y'all be coming up with, just say y'all dislike a nigga. But don't say that nigga ain't, because there's a lot of shit. What y'all, y'all was crying when he did that shit in Baltimore to Buddy. When he whoop, whoop. Y'all forgot that whoop. Come on, man. Y'all ain't highlight that shit when he put hands on the nigga. And the nigga act like he got jumped on. Not saying, I know, I'm just saying what happened in the culture. So you niggas, when you hear this story, that be the niggas that this happened to, don't be come getting mad at me, bro. Because we on the topic, then we got to bring you up, man. I had a situation like that, I ain't gonna name. Nigga playing with me like, come on, man.
Exactly, man. Man. It's man. Wow.
Come on, man. That shit wild. You can't keep pressing a nigga against the wall or hold the door. You got, okay, certain niggas, the gangster, bro, only so many niggas gonna send a little tutu to the store in your hood. You don't get to send two. Y'all equal. We may send both of y'all. So, yeah.
No bullshit.
Come on, my nigga. Fuck is you tell? No, big homie don't tell me go to the store. You don't tell me go to the store. You go with me. Because when you gotta go, I walk with you, nigga. But for a nigga that ain't even like that, ain't doing nothing I'm doing, ain't roll with the niggas I roll or around the niggas I'm around, how you talking about what? Oh, nigga, you laughing jokes when your ass getting up tomorrow to go punch in on that clock.
How can you even focus on the material, Kid Slade material, after hearing an angle like that? And he did it in the first round, right?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. It was nothing to be said. Polo. Shout out my boy Dream. He had the best capture. I recorded the shit when it's happening. I didn't put it out because I didn't know what caption or how to caption this shit without over trying to be media. But Dream put it out dope. Uh-oh. That was a dope caption for that. I learned something. I learned how to put a blank caption out on something and let the people funnel in until I get to my decision without being too provocative about it or being too nonchalant about it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I learned something.
Okay. Man. And Rock said he got another battle, man. Is Cody locked up for Rock? Is it a lock in for Rock? Or is it Shug? What is going on?
For who?
Is Cody? Did Rock kind of steal Cody from everybody with this? You know what I mean? Performance kind of ending. He basically ended Kiss. He ended his career. It's over after this. Even if it ain't over, from now on, when you rap, every rap you're gonna hear is gonna be about this now. This will be about. And it's gonna get worse and worse and worse. So I don't know, man. Like, did T-Rock kind of take Cody with this performance?
I'll tell you what. He's definitely a strong case for it. And two battles that's going to determine that is how niggas feel about that Danny battle and how niggas feel about Swamp. If niggas consider those two classics, which I think, he going to fuck around win. If niggas try to debate Danny got him or Swamp got him, but I don't know how you go debate strong when both of those battles are extremely classic. But you got to remember, they had like a little judging system with the Danny battle, but I don't know how much the panel are in that. That's just between some people whoever they had. And him and Swamp, in my opinion, is one of those two. So it just depends on how the panel look at it. I ain't on the panel, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Somebody said, that's not... BK, was you there?
Nah, he
what did you...
There.
I know he wasn't there. He just talking. What did you rate this event? Cause I ain't gonna front. Just off of Twitter, even before this shit got exposed from jump, everything. Niggas was buzzing. Even the way they was updating everything. Like this was one of the first events in a long time I seen people excited to talk about online like this. Like live going crazy, everything. What
bro,
did you rate?
We gotta understand is this, bro. Polo, nigga can call it what they want at home. The vibe, bro. It was an incredible vibe. They had sections. They had good liquor. They had good liquor. They had good bartenders, good waitresses, good food. The vibe, good intermission music. Everything, bro. Niggas had, you look up, the music get to playing. You actually see a little real party. Niggas in the flow dancing with some things. You see what I'm saying? Intermission niggas on the float dancing with them teams. Hey, 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 hey. We in that bitch vibing. You see me, man? So it was a dope event, bro. This event was probably about a eight and a half, Polo Strong. With the vibe, 10. The vibe, so put it at a 10. Just battle quality, 8.5. That's just battle quality. Vibe, 10. The vibe was a 10. Ain't nobody gonna tell you the vibe was a 10 alone. But if I'm telling you, if, even if I get a battles, if I get these battles, what I seen, an 8 tops with none of Chef Trez being good, because Chef was went crazy. None of them got to stop being so self-conscious when I think he did good as well. It's just one of the better battles of that card. Besides Tay Rock and Slade going a little left, it'll be an 8. But with 5, 10, bro.
Okay, 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 okay. So that's back. That's two back-to-backers right there, because the Urban Plaza was definitely a 10. So that's two.
Back-to-backers. And value 10 was, and value 10 room was fire.
Oh, yeah, facts.
That vibe was incredible. Oh, so, I like the values too more. I ain't lie. I like the intimates a little bit more than the crowds. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah, intimate to me is way better.
Because you get to have more battle rap based conversations with the people of. You got T-Rex, you got Goods, you got Clips, you got Friends, you got Jay Black, you got Dre, you got, you know what I'm saying? You got all the niggas, you got the battle rappers, you got all so many people, you got the people of Friends, like I say, so many dope minds of battle rap in the building. You getting so many insights, plus a couple fans, plus the I like them bitches, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Man. That's fire. Shit. You think is anything Kid Slade could do to come back from this?
Yeah, he gotta get this shit saying this shit was doctored if he can, if they got that. Or showing exactly what happened if that ain't the right shit. It's possible. It's definitely possible. They give you a window for it. Adi Boom had a window for it even after what niggas read that night with Big K. And Big K passed out a lot of them. Charlie Clips passed out a lot of them bitches.
K-Rock
had a nice amount.
Okay, okay. Listen, this show, this has been a fire show. We gonna be here all week. We about to
facts. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Most of the women in battle rap I rock with, they're my homies. So most of the shit when I'm at event, most of the time you may see two hard legs, but you gonna see mostly women. The vibe just different. You know, drinks going around. The vibe different. You know, we. You're doing a lot of different shit, bro. We Black Compass. We gotta. What they call it?
Yeah, pendulum. It's levels. It's levels.
Bro, it's a pendulum. Compendulum. You know all that shit. Mickey. Shout out my boy Mickey Facts too. Mickey was in the building. Shout out Mickey, man. Mickey.
Yeah,
Facts.
We was on Billboard this year. It's levels.
Yeah, man. Like we was on Billboard, man. It's levels, man. XXL Source, all hip hop, all one.
All
week,
that.
One day, like just something light. But again, it's levels, bro.
Listen, man, salute everybody pulled up, everybody tuning in. Make sure you share this episode, you like this episode. We're going to pull back up. You know what I mean? We're going to be in spaces. We're about to, you know what I mean, make more movies.
Listen, man, we go ahead. Right from here to the spaces. Y'all know this YouTube, so we got to really be, you know, do our...
We can't get too crazy.
Get a little PG-ish. But we going to the motherfucking spaces, man. Jupiter is opening soon. Get your popcorn. Get your shit. All my speakers that come through, come pop your shit. Let's talk about this. Y'all know the Tysons, the badasses, the, you know, all y'all, the my ladies. Y'all know the fucking vibes, man, the mooses. Let's get busy. What's up, Feezy? What's up? Pull up. Let's get this shit rocking.
Yes, sir. Listen, man, Black Compass Media, the Ball Guy Show, Cola Polo. You can hit the Cash Apps if you fuck with the show. You know what I mean? Polo BCM, Colativity. Hit the Cash Apps up. Like the page. Black Comp Merch will be back next week. Salute to everybody tuning in, man. We out of here, man.
Salute, nigga.